Generally, when we think of profiling, we think of instances where we make snap decisions about someone's possible criminal behavior based on biased racial stereotyping. However, we may also be guilty of breed profiling in the dog world. Obviously, dogs don't steal cars, shoplift, or possess illegal drugs, but sometimes dogs do bite, which is similarly antisocial behavior. Unfortunately, we don't have dog jail or even dog rehab, so if the authorities determine that a dog has a vicious temperament, the dog may get the death penalty. This is obviously a very drastic solution and not one to take lightly. Depending on the state or the municipality, the authorities may provide owners with varying opportunities to forestall destruction of the animal, which the law treats as personal property. Some dog lovers, particularly pit bull owners, believe that some laws discriminate against certain breeds, which have earned undeserved reputations for viciousness. The American Bar Association has recently passed a resolution urging cities and states to pass breed-neutral dog laws. For example, in Illinois, the Animal Control Act provides for a process to determine if a dog is a vicious dog, which includes investigations, medical records, interviews, expert testimony, and more. No particular breeds are presumed to be vicious until proven otherwise. Vicious dogs must be spayed and microchipped, and the dog must be fenced. If not, the dog will be impounded and possibly later euthanized. However, Prince George's County in Maryland passed an ordinance a few years ago that prohibits the ownership of listed pit bull-like breeds and dogs which have the appearance of being predominantly of the breed of those listed breeds. The county also prohibits wild animals, poisonous snakes, hogs, skunks, raccoons, possum, and foxes. Dogs that meet that pit bull-like definition found within the county are impounded until an owner proves that the dog is not a pit bull. The ABA and other groups oppose laws like that of Prince George's County on a number of grounds. First, the laws are expensive to administer because the pit bull is not an actual breed, and many breeds have the appearance of so-called pit bulls. To impound every dog in the U.S. that fits this definition would be costly, and this has been the experience of Prince George's County. Secondly, pit bulls as a large group of dogs with a set of certain characteristics may not be more vicious than many other breeds. Apparently, we do not keep great statistics on dog attacks by breed, and viciousness may have more to do with care and training than on genetics alone. Dogs don't have civil rights to be trampled on, but owners have property rights, and so should be afforded due process before that property is mistakenly labeled and is taken away. But what about prohibiting residents from owning certain breeds of dogs within cities, counties, or subdivisions? Some cities prohibit all kinds of livestock, like chickens and horses, and non-living property like clotheslines, because a political body has decided, rightly or wrongly, that the negatives of certain property groups outweigh their benefits. For every pit bull lover, there may be a lover of fresh hen eggs, raccoons, or pot-bellied pigs who had to give away their property before moving to a new city. Perhaps we are unfairly profiling raccoons because of that masked bandit appearance. This is Christine Hurt.